Hey, everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have filmmaker, producer, Ian Kahn, founder of Futuracy. How are you, Ian? How are things going?
Things are going well, Michael. You know what? We're all going through a tremendous amount of change. And no matter who you are, where you are, what you do for a living, you know, what religion, what color, what caste, what creed, what industry you're in, we're in the same bucket this time. So everybody's going through the same thing. Mm-hmm. I think personally, at a personal level, I mean, I'm part of the whole process that we're going through, and friends have been affected, and people that I know are going through some changes in their life. And I'm just trying to find ways to, you know, have conversations with different people, go through this wave and see where we come out.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah, we were talking before the recording, you're in the Toronto area. And you're telling me that things are shut down there just like they are pretty much all over the place. So it sounds like you guys are getting it somewhat under control, I hope. So,
you know what? Cases here are still rising, but cities have been shut down. Every transportation has been shut down. So it's the same process that we're following. US and Canada, we're doing the same thing. Hopefully for the best.
Indeed. So we want to talk about kind of the future of the industry, financial services, credit unions in this case, you know, based on what's happening now with the health concerns and the economic crisis and all that. What do you see? Because you have a very interesting take on this, being kind of a global filmmaker and seeing a lot of different perspectives on things. What's your take on all of this right now? What's the future here?
I think the one thing that's happening right now to industries in general is that the carpet has been taken from underneath our feet, and whether you call it the tsunami has hit us or the avalanche has hit us, something dramatic, traumatic, as well as very unexpected has happened, and people have been shaken up from their positions of comfort, and everybody's undergoing a lot of discomfort right now generally. Events are canceled, companies will be shut down, and there will be losses, and people have been laid off. So this is an unprecedented event in the history of mankind that has taken place. This is not a small-scale event at all. I mean, I would compare this to an asteroid hitting the planet, literally. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry to use those words, but this is the level of catastrophe that I think this is. And quite naturally, what's going to happen because of this is, after things become better, after this emergency subsides, the fire goes away, and everything is back to somewhat normal, we will have to look at the reality that many of the things that we had in our lives do not exist anymore. For example, companies will not be able to operate anymore because they've lost everything they've had. And they will have to shut down their doors. People will have to go bankrupt. Companies will go bankrupt. Yeah. And so it'll be a lot of chaos going forward after the virus is gone, and as a result of this, it's going to open up a lot of new opportunities, as well as give us an opportunity to change our behavior, change the things that we do. I work with clients in Europe, in Middle East, India, Americas. And trust me, everybody's going through the same thing. This is going to put pressure on our operations, our ability to lead organizations and banking industry and credit unions to be more agile, to be more profit-oriented and margin-oriented, rather than you know, just sit there and start counting. It's going to create a lot of change. And that's the bottom line of it, affecting every industry, including credit unions.
Yeah, credit unions have been on their digital transformation journey for about 3 or 4 years now. And now those transformation journeys, that everyone's talking about them as being a marathon. No, it's a sprint now to get your digital offerings up to par. So this is kind of, this is how we're going to be operating now.
Absolutely.
So the branch is
going to change. You work so much in the industry. You absolutely are in with the pulse of the industry. This digital transformation journey is now a digital transformation emergency.
Oh,
I think credit unions have to jump on this right away. And we will see how the industry responds and who will buckle under the pressure and who will deliver. But trust me, everybody's going to be going for that finish line soon.
Mm-hmm. No doubt. So what are some other changes that you can expect to see once this subsides? Because you mentioned that there's going to be a little bit of chaos once this thing subsides, with, you know, companies going bankrupt, people still going to be out of work. So what, but then there's going to be, looking at the other side of the coin, there's going to be lots of opportunity as well. So there's going to be some new stuff out there we don't even see yet.
One example of this is this entire work from home revolution that's taking place right now. And I'm not saying it's all good. Many people are just frustrated working from home. And these are people who are traditionally go to work 9 to 5. They love their work. They love what they do. They have a structure in their life. And now that they're working from home, their dog is bothering them, their cat is bothering them. And it's just not very comfortable. I think some people are good at working from organizations and facilities outside. But I think this is going to change the nature of work, because now companies are, whether they liked it or not, they have been put into a position where their employees are working remote. Now employees have understood what working remote is, and many companies might open up the doors to doing a little bit of remote work or giving their employees flexibility mm-hmm. because now they're used to it and they've seen how it works. Mm-hmm. This might change how companies book their revenue. They might employ different people, how hiring takes place, how HR policies might be a little bit more flexible or different for credit unions. But as the nature of things is, for facilities that absolutely need people sitting in a branch or doing things, it might be just different for them. But I think a lot more people generally might be remote workers, might be operating remotely. You also need to consider the fact that if technology is changing the way things happen at a branch level or at a credit union level, there might not be a need to have a lot of people, physical bodies there, but maybe some aspects of that may be able to be managed by people who work remote. So I think the work from home revolution has started, and this will have a tremendous amount of impact on how industry works.
Yeah, the video teller certainly takes on new meaning here for sure.
Absolutely. So now, in countries, let me tell you, in countries like in the Middle East, especially in the UAE, Dubai being one of the cities in the UAE, they have a police station which is completely unmanned. And you press a button and you see a person pop up from the other side. It's a video calling system. You can tell them what's going on, and you know they'll work with you and solve your problem or do whatever is needed for that emergency. Wow. But that model is already there. But the challenge, Michael, is that we're generally in North America, we are very slow in adopting these things because we just take so much time and there's so much red tape, and it takes years and years and years to get things done. Mm-hmm. But this might be putting a sense of urgency on how we need to do things.
Yeah, the accelerator has been pushed to the floor for sure on this thing. So what are some of the best practices that you've seen amidst the coronavirus crisis? What have you seen out there that are actually a positive out there, a silver lining, so to speak?
Well, quite a few. Some of them being that people have finally realized that what an amazing world we live in. I mean, everybody is realizing the fact that, hey, we all are part of this world. We all are a fabric, part of the fabric of, you know, human culture and so on. But we ignored those things because we're too busy with our lives. We're too busy on our cell phones. We're too busy doing other things. But I think because this is a global catastrophe, global challenge, everybody's realizing that, hey, we all are in it together, from Singapore to Sydney and Jamaica to Jakarta. Yeah. The ground has been leveled. And I'm hoping that out of this comes more realization for us as people of respecting each other, loving each other, less wars, less killing each other, and actually respecting each other, being proud of who we are, and becoming more better people. I think this is like a refresh button for humanity, so for lack of better words. That's one thing. Another thing that's coming out of this is organizations and people and companies have somehow gotten this time to strategize more, to think more, and to think about the possibilities, think about how they plan their organizations, work their organizations. And so a lot of companies that I've been talking to are doing strategy sessions, and they're working from home, but they're still strategizing on how to get things done. Mm-hmm. And so it's a different, I would say, environment in which they're strategizing now, because before it was in the boardroom, but now people are thinking differently. So hopefully that brings some things out in a nicer way for all of us.
Yeah, I think so too. And one thought that keeps going through my head all the time, I've been reading these articles about, these scientists in China that actually, like, just taking the bats that they study, for instance, they, you know, they go into these caves in Southeast China and they capture these bats and they take blood tests and stuff from them to find out, you know, where the viruses are and that type of thing. But, and in each of these articles, they're saying, this isn't the last virus this is going to happen. This is going to happen again, unfortunately. So I keep thinking, it's like, well, when another outbreak happens, are we just going to shut down the planet again for a month or two and then hunker down? Or is somebody going to have some sort of plan, go, okay, here comes another virus. Let's do the shutdown plan for 2 or 3 weeks and then get back to the business. Is there something going to be like that going to happen? Because I keep thinking about that.
I hope we don't have any natural disasters, but this is a natural disaster. It could be an avalanche. It could be a tsunami. It could be a pollution coming out of factories, so much so that we are unable to breathe outside. It could be a nuclear power plant melting down and making a city like, you know, a large city uninhabitable. So it could be many other things, not just the virus that can impact us.
True.
But I think what's important that comes out of all these natural disasters is that, number one, is our ability to bounce back, is our ability to say that, hey, we've been hit by this massive thing that we were not ready for. How do we come back out of it? And I think that one quality of human beings and people should be developed, should be sharpened every single day. Like somebody says, sharpen the axe. You've got to sharpen the axe every single day. And we should be ready to fight things like this and put our attention on being better people and being more resilient.
Yeah. They definitely have a bounce back plan would be good. I mean, so we're all living in the present, but a plan helps you live better in the present. That's what I think. So, anything else here, Ian, to wrap? Because this is something we could talk about for 2 hours.
We could talk about this for hours and hours. I think some of the things that I want to leave you with is that as credit unions start coming out of this this virus situation, they're going to have to think harder on being more agile when it comes to decision making, when it comes to being digital, when it comes to being more accessible. Their clients are being affected. In farm country, farmers who are clients are being affected. In cities, clients who are their customers are being affected. So I think credit unions need to seriously think about a different approach in engagement with their clients and being more approachable, being more open and honest and responsive to the needs of their customers. They'll have to look at their operations. They'll have to look at how leadership is developed, how they work with the entire industry and the ecosystem and the city and the infrastructure. Mm-hmm. So I think at a larger level, it's a great time to reorganize your organization's DNA and the way the organization thinks, because that's how the organization behaves. The way you think is the way you behave.
Yeah.
And it's a great time for leaders within the credit unions to take this opportunity and think real hard as to what would they like the future to be.
Agreed. And before I let you go, you actually have a new film coming out called AI, The Next Frontier. You want to give us a quick teaser?
I do. It's coming out very shortly. The launch has been a little bit delayed because of the virus. It was supposed to come out this month.
Sure.
But AI, The Next Frontier, is the story of artificial intelligence, how it can help us be better people. What is it doing in the world? So I went around and interviewed some really leading experts from across the world, from a twice Grammy Emmy Award winning artist to staff and leaders from MIT and Stanford and Harvard and a bunch of other places. So it's a must watch. Go to AI, The Next Frontier, to stay on the list, and I'll let you know when it comes out.
Ooh, can't wait. And when it comes out, we'll have you back on to talk more about it, because I can't wait.
Absolutely.
For this. I love you.
My pleasure.
Good stuff. All right, Ian, thanks again. Appreciate the time as always. You and your family stay healthy and stay safe. And
take care. Thanks, Michael. Safe times.
And you too.